Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, A Call to Freedom and Liberty. The ability to choose between alternatives and be self-governing is something that describes people who have freedom and liberty. Freedom is something everyone wants for themselves, but some would and have denied to others. God gives Christians liberty and freedom from the Mosaic law and other customs that were considered sacred in the Jewish culture. When certain Jews attempted to impose Mosaic law onto new Christian converts, Paul needed to inform them that their liberty and freedom that is provided and given to them in Christ. He told them that if they ventured down this path of works, then grace would not have profited them anything. Salvation would be based upon works and not on grace and faith. As far as the law is concerned, Paul says that Jesus is the end of the law and the prophets. All the law can be summed up in loving our neighbor as ourselves. The thing we must keep in mind is that liberty or freedom is not absolute, but comes with some restrictions. Exercising one's own freedom and liberty could impede or infringe upon the liberty, freedom, and well-being of others. When we exercise our liberty in this manner, we are indulging in our flesh. Paul tells us and the new converts, don't allow our freedom to be used as an occasion for the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. God has made us self-governing and given us freedom and liberty. How we exercise this liberty and freedom determines our eternal destiny and relationship with Him and others. The Pledge of Allegiance ends with the words, liberty and justice for all. However, there are many in this nation who desire liberty and justice for themselves, but are indifferent, intolerant, and even hostile to the idea of liberty and justice for some others. The heart of God's law says for us to put ourselves in the place of others and treat them the way we would want to be treated. When we do not constrain our liberty, we will turn on one another by not walking charitably towards others, which produce the works of the flesh. Paul lists some of the works of the flesh in the following verses of his letter. The important thing to remember is Christianity is not about restricting freedom, but about exercising freedom and being self-governing in a manner which that cares about and respects the liberty and freedom of others. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app to your phone and other mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to our Sunday School preview that comes out on Thursday. Get a jump on Sunday School by reading the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.